Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for May 15th to the 21st. So I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. I hope that you guys celebrated Mother's Day in some way, shape, or form, whether you are a mother or I know you have a mother. So I hope that you did something that made you feel good and then you honored some time with your family. Yeah, it's always interesting because, you know, there's so much, hype around Mother's Day and, you know, the flowers and the presents and the, all that stuff. And it's, you know, for me growing up as a single child with a single parent, who, you know, we didn't really do Mother's Day things when I was little. It wasn't until we moved closer to my mom's family where her sisters were and my grandmother was that we started to do, you know, we'd get together with the family and go and have tea or go and have pie somewhere or just something, or maybe a family barbecue, just something to honor all of the women in our lives. But when I was little, it was just my mom and I, and we didn't do much. My mom wasn't big on celebrations or doing, you know, things like that. So we just didn't do it. And when I became a mom, you know, I'm very lucky that my husband, you know, from the time my firstborn was born, we always celebrated Mother's Day. So I'm very blessed that my family does come together and we create some type of specialness around being together and honoring our moms. So I'm thankful for that. So I hope that you guys did get a chance to do something like that as well. So I'm kind of really liking the energy that came through today. I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like, you know, there's that superstitious streak that comes in me. I'm sure I was Italian in a past life. Italians are always very, very superstitious people. But you know, you wake up and things feel like they shifted and things feel better, but there's like that part of you that says, oh, don't talk about it because you're going to jinx it. So knock on wood, touch wood, hopefully I'm not going to jinx it by talking about it. Funny things that our minds can do when we let them do what they need to do. So today the energy is feeling different. I'm feeling thankful for that. There's a little bit of a lightness in the air. When I went in to do our check-in for this week, you'll see that a lot of themes that are coming up are new, like the newness, new beginnings. We do have this Friday, May 19th, the new moon. So the new moon in Taurus is coming through. So we would be feeling kind of like that energy, that building up, that shifting already. And so what we're doing is we're shifting out of the Aries energy and into the Taurus energy as it comes through the moon cycles. And so that could be the shift that I'm feeling. Maybe you guys can let us know in the Facebook group if you're feeling that shift as well. So of course, there's a big difference between Aries energy and Taurus energy, right? So being an Aries myself, I understand, you know, it's very fiery energy, very knee-jerk energy, very adrenaline-oriented energy, right? Like it's very strong energy, which can become exhausting, right? Like all of that, it's kind of like, you know, being in a club and there's like loud music pumping and lights pumping and dancing and all, and it's great for a little bit, but you know, after a while, your nervous system starts to go, oh, I need to get out of here. I need to shut down. I need to quiet. I need to like, yeah. So I think that's kind of what we're easing into. And so welcoming the Taurus energy, that shift will be good because we're going to get that grounding energy in, right? The strong, stable energy coming in, the slow moving energy coming in, the no snap decision energies coming in. So really kind of like the opposite, well, not the opposite because Libra is the opposite, but very different energy from the Aries energy and what we've been in. So we'll notice that shift. So, you know, honor yourself right now, especially in some, you know, sometimes it takes us a little bit of a beginning to get used to kind of like that shift in frequency, how things begin to shift a little bit. And so if things kind of feel a little clunky in the beginning of it, just allow yourself to slow down and go through things a little bit slower. But I feel like this next little while, this shift into the more grounding energy is going to be helpful, especially when, you know, we coming through, how intense the energies have been on the planet, like without a break, without a pause. You know, we're having the geostorms and the solar flares and the CMEs and the magnetosphere and all of this stuff, you know, plasma coming at us and all of this stuff happening, and the intensity of all, it's been a lot. Like it really, really has been a lot. And so for us to get a little bit more grounding energy in this, I think will be really helpful. Definitely for any of you, us who are, you know, still struggling with physical stuff or healing stuff, you know, especially if you have a sensitive nervous system, you will appreciate this shift, this change. It'll be easier to support yourself in that way. So when I tuned in specifically for us in the hub, and so remember when I do that, it's kind of cool because they sometimes will go in, they'll show me, you know, a specific member, or, you know, they'll go to the different members and show me where this applies. So I'm thankful that they're able to go in and kind of fine tune that. So when I'm giving you guys the report, really feel into it and listen to it, because your team has connected specifically on your behalf. So there will be a lot of information that pertains specifically to you. And of course, because we're a group that's come together collectively, believe it or not, we are sharing a lot of very similar experiences. So they said to me that logistics, so they showed me, it's interesting because the way they showed it, they said logistics and they said pieces of a puzzle. And so it's whatever you've been working on, whatever kind of stuff you've been, you know, that's been on your plate lately, you're going to start to see, it's going to start to have a little bit more shape and form to you. So kind of like, you know, you've been working towards something or working on something, but you really weren't even sure what it was or what the purpose, or like it just felt like a project that you needed to be in and needed to be doing. And now the pieces of the puzzle are going to be coming together and you're going to be able to have a sense of completion on it. So instead of feeling like it's always in play or always in motion, there's going to be this sense of like, oh, okay, it's all come together now. I get it. I understand the reasoning behind all of this. And when they give me that word logistics, it's really like whatever this has been, it's been very much in the mind. So very much almost like robotic movements about it. So very much like not your soul energy, but very much like, we just need to get this done. So let's just do, like, you know, let's make these moves and do this and get it done. And of course, that's really not, you know, very soul feeding or soul nourishing, right? Because it's very much more 3D on the human realm. But you're going to see now those pieces coming together. So you're going to understand the logistics of it all, which is going to make things a lot easier for you. So they said to me, shifting it up, and literally like up, like we're going up, it's going to be up. This is going to be happening for everybody in some significant way. There's going to be a shift up that happens for you. So whether that's physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, it's going to happen. So, and it's interesting because there, when they show me this, they show me everybody like in all of these kind of different levels. And so they kind of show it to me in a graph. Like, so if we put 10 of us across standing in a row, we would see all of us kind of at different heights. And so what's happening is whatever height you're on right now, whatever level you're on right now, there's going to be a shift up. You're shifting up. So you're going to feel that. And they keep saying significant to me. So this is not going to be something that's going to go unnoticed. Like it's going to be something that if you pause a little bit, or if you kind of like slow down a little bit and allow yourself to kind of like feel into your own energy space, you will feel that shift happening. Or they're saying to me, for some of you, that shift wanting to happen. So wanting to break through, wanting to rise up. Yeah, because they're just saying there's going to be a little heavier for some people. There's going to still be that bit of resistance in there from ego and pain body. But they're saying that you're going to be able to push through it. And again, too, because they say collectively, and when they're saying that to me, that's the idea of, you know, again, the members in this group that are shifting up, because you're connected vibrationally in the group, we shift each other up. So that is a positive thing of being together in the group. They said to me, full disclosure with self. And so this is really going to be for some. I know for me, this definitely has been a work in progress. It definitely has been a big part of my healing journey over the last year. And when they say full disclosure with self, that's like, you know, the being brutally honest with yourself, being, you know, and for me, I know, and maybe you guys can relate, some of you guys can relate, I've always been able to deflect and go and, you know, focus on other people's stuff. I've been able to do it because of my work, because of course that's, you know, working with clients, but I've also done it my entire life with family. So instead of me going within and, you know, getting to know myself in the deepest way, I deflect and I go outside of myself and, you know, try and help somebody else with something or work on somebody else or think about, right? So this is going to change, because when they're saying full disclosure with self, it's really going to be getting to know, they're saying, your inner needs, like your innerness, that, you know, the deepness of you, the wholeness of you. And they're saying the dark of you. So that includes the dark stuff within you. So the, you know, the pains and the terrors and the traumas and all of that stuff. It's getting to know it, you know, having the recognition. They're saying not bypassing it. So not able to just bypass it. And I feel like what happens is when we try to bypass it, when we just try and, you know, under the rug stuff with it, that's when the physical stuff, I think, starts to get stronger. That's when, you know, the body gets into alignment with illness or disease, because it's out of balance, right? So it's almost like, okay, well, you're not listening to us. You're not putting your energy where you need to do. So here, we're going to shift it to something that you have no other choice but to listen to, right? And it's not a good way to go about it. But, you know, some of us like to learn things the difficult way. Not me anymore, universe. Not me. Not me. I'm wanting to only learn things in the best, easiest possible way. No suffering. No suffering at all. So for some of you, that's going to be on your plate. That's what you're going to be working on right now, that full disclosure with yourself. And they're not giving me any more specifics about it. So I feel like it's going to be very specific to you as the individual when you're going through that. So they're saying to me that there is subtle nuances to reflect on. So this is important, and it's hard, you know, when we are in human mode, like way too much, we miss all of the little things. Like we really, really do. It's easy to miss some of the things. And when they said, gave me that subtle nuances to reflect on, it's literally like, as we're on this, you know, spiritual path, as we've, you know, created the intention and the focus of being spiritual beings and growing and, you know, and being heart-centered and loving and, you know, and shining our light and having that kind of focus, there's so many things that we go through that are uplifting and enlightening and nurturing. And sometimes we can miss them. Like sometimes we miss it. And so this is going to be a time, you know, as this more grounding energy comes in for a little bit, It'll be more time for you to kind of like feel around and be like, oh yeah, you know what? I can feel that experience that I had. And there's a softness around it. Like there's a loving energy around it. And I would have missed it if I hadn't have slowed down a little bit. So well, they're saying an accumulation of energies like that. So be kind of like, have the awareness over the next little while of feeling that stuff, right? They're saying generationally to me. So I feel like that's going to be a lot of stuff that either you've healed or you're healing that is generational. Okay, so they also said higher level of engagement with angelic beings and realms. And so this could be too why the energy feels a little bit different, a little bit lighter. And of course, whenever the angelic beings are working with us or those realms are working with us, it tends to feel a little bit more mystical, magical, lighter. So pay attention to that, because that means, of course, they're listening, right? The angels are listening to you. So be very mindful about your thoughts and your words and your prayers, because they are tools. And so you can use them right now with them, because they're going to be giving you the support. They said nurturing the soul, new understanding. And so I feel like this will be a big thing for a lot of us, including myself. I think that we're going to be just being given the opportunity to discover new ways of nurturing our soul. So remember, you know, we're always changing, like whether we feel like we are or not, we're always changing. You know, our cells are constantly renewing. Everything around us is, in our whole being is constantly shifting and changing. And as that happens, so does our needs. So when we talk about nurturing the soul, really feel into what that feels for you, like on a basic level. So what does that mean? Does that mean eliminating negative thoughts or negative self-talk? Does that mean eliminating negative people or energy streams coming into your life? Does that mean a slower pace or taking things one moment at a time? Does that mean more meditative states? So more meditation, more mindfulness practice? Does that mean more body-mind connection? So feel into what that feels like for you and what kind of feels the most nourishing and most supportive for yourself right now. And I like the way they're giving it to me, because they're really like, this is something that we don't have to like chase or run after or, you know, like, and rearrange things to make happen. This has a very subtle, natural flow to it if we kind of just let it. Like, if we just kind of let it. One of the things, you know, that I, and I need to do more of it because it does make me feel good, is just getting out a notebook or, you know, a doodle book, and getting out some crayons or some markers or pencil crayons, and then just filling the pages with high vibrational words. So you can, you know, intuitively do that and ask them to give you the words, or you can, you know, you can, and I'm talking about like peace, love, joy, bliss, happiness, wholeness, play, just writing those words down and just doing nothing else, like no thinking about it, no trying to figure stuff out with it, just writing the words down on the pages and just engaging with the frequency or the vibration of it. It's honestly probably one of the simplest things that you could do, but it's very therapeutic. Like, I don't know if you can remember, maybe you do it now still, but you know, as children when we would color, you know, how absorbed we get in the coloring and how our mind doesn't go anywhere else. We're just, you know, in the energy of the flow and blending with the colors. And so something like that, which is so simple to do, can be very, very nurturing for our soul. So play around with that and see what calls you. So they said that we would be turning the page on an old chapter, and then they're saying no looking back, eyes ahead. Now, this is being a really important, and I'm still in it. I'm not going to say that I've figured it out because I'm working on it. But it's a very interesting, complex thing that happens when we're healing something or when we're working through something. And, you know, it's our brains are so, so complex. Like, I don't think that there's any one source out there besides source, besides creator, that fully understands or can comprehend the complexities of how the human brain works. And so one of the things that happens is when we're healing something or we're going through something and we have made some progress, right? We actually have come, you know, over it a little bit. There's a part of us that is always going back to the trauma, always going back to the time where the illness is or the disconnect is or the injury is. It's always kind of going back to that. I'm not a scientist, but, you know, I've read some books, and yeah, I'm sure you guys have too, about the neural pathways, right? That your brain actually creates energetic pathways to like certain memories, certain events that have happened, which means that what happens is there's like literally a flow that's created that your mind and energy goes back to. And this is, I think, you know, when we talk about PTSD, so post-traumatic stress disorder, that's what happens is the mind lingers in the past more. It keeps on coming and going back. And I know for me, so part of the healing stuff that I'm going through and working on, is part of it is the psychic attack stuff. Part of it is that, you know, the darker energies attacking the light. That is part of my healing journey. And so it's interesting because it's like somebody who's been bullied for so long, somebody who's been, you know, attacked energetically for so long, even when the attacking is done, there's still that part of my memory that feels like I'm still under attack or it's still happening. So it still keeps coming, going back to where there's no actual danger anymore, but there's a perceived danger. And of course, when we do that, that's why, you know, when people talk about healing and they say, especially in the medical medium community, there's, you know, they say healing is always, you know, 3 steps forward and 2 steps back. And I feel like that back part is that, you know, the mind always going back into the old way or the old event or the old. So what spirit's telling us right now is this, that, you know, that's why they're saying, so turning the page on an old chapter. So having that recognition that, oh, okay, so we actually have come through something. We actually, even though we're maybe not 100% out of it, maybe we're not even 50% out of it, but we're starting a new chapter. We're allowing ourselves to start that new chapter. And then the really important part is that no looking back, right? The no need to look back and eyes ahead. So just only having your energy be here and now, and where you want to be going, what you want to be doing, and not worrying about where you came from and all of that was there. So they're saying like literally like leaving the past behind. Now, again, I know that is easier said than done because, the fact that the PTSD is an actual real thing, it can be very, very strong. But they're saying that, again, and they're telling me right now, that's where that angelic support comes in. So maybe if this is something that you're struggling with or you find it difficult to kind of let go or walk away from, then call in the angels to help you to do that, to be able to pull your energy back so that, you know, so you're not going back and thinking about that ex or that relationship or that job that didn't go the way that you wanted to, or that, you know, that health problem that you feel like hasn't healed. So instead of going back there all the time, just bringing your focus and your energy back forward to now. So what's on your plate for now with you? Okay, so that's lots. I know it's lots. So let me know, go through it, listen to it, feel into it, and then let us know in the Facebook group how you're feeling this week, what's coming up for you, what's going to be most supportive for you. We don't have any live get-togethers this week, but we're going to be doing our healing blast next week. So I will get to connect with you guys then. But make sure you're going into the hub and you are watching the videos and doing the meditations and reaching out when you need support, because that's really, really important. Reach out when you need the support. Sending you guys huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.